AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is still fallout from President Trump's phone call over the weekend with Georgia's Secretary of State.
The real truth is I won by 400,000 votes, at least. That's the real truth.
I think he was looking for any kind of advantage he could get. And I just don't see how he's going
to
get it.
The president is heard pressuring Brad Raffensperger to find enough votes to overturn Joe Biden's victory there. This morning, Raffensperger said the intent was to tell President Trump his information was wrong.
He just has bad data, and that's what we tried to help him understanding. For example, I mentioned that he had, I think, over 1,000 people listed on their records, people that had passed away, and he said they voted here in Georgia. Our records show that there's only two.
The president travels to Georgia later today for a rally leading up to two runoffs for Senate there tomorrow. Coronavirus cases in Florida have climbed by 10,000 with 100 new deaths. Patricia Boswell is administrator with the Volusia County Department of Health.
We know that this is going to be a challenge for some time. It's not going to get easier. It's going to present challenges each time we go out when the demand is this high. And we are limited by our supply.
Britain has begun dispensing the second vaccine in its arsenal. The NCAA announced this year's 67 men's basketball tournament games, including the Final Four, will be played entirely at sites in Indiana. A judge in Britain rejected the U.S. request to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to face espionage charges over the publication of secret U.S. documents a decade ago. Stella Morris is Assange's attorney.
We are pleased that the court has recognized the seriousness and inhumanity of what he has endured and what he faces.
The judge said Assange would likely kill himself if held under harsh U.S. prison conditions. In the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars fired coach Doug Marrone. The team finished the season 1-15. This is AP News. All 10 living former defense secretaries are warning against using the military to try to change the outcome of the election.
The 10 former Pentagon chiefs signed an opinion piece in the Washington Post. It implicitly questions whether President Trump will peacefully give up power on January 20th. They warned that involving the military in pursuing claims of election fraud would take the country into dangerous territory. The time for questioning the results, they say, has passed. The 10 men who signed the piece include James Mattis and Mark Esper, two of President Trump's former defense secretaries. I'm Rita Foley.
A local sheriff says a man who hid from police in an East Texas church was charged with first-degree murder and felony assault in a shooting that left the pastor dead and two other people injured. The suspect, Maitrez Duante Woolen, is being treated for gunshot wounds to his hand, but it's unclear when he was shot. Ed Donahue, AP News.